This is an interview with Sally McDaniel from Westside in Delaware, and today's October 18th, 2005. I understand you were the founder and the first board president of the original health center, and if you could just talk a little bit about how things got started, why you got involved, you know, things along those lines, that would be great.
I had been politically active in the Delaware Nurses Association, and had worked on getting the Nursing Practice Act updated to accommodate nurse practitioners. And I joined it on the effort on the second time around because the doctors knocked us flat for the first time. It was all about diagnosis that was the operative word. And we got it passed. It was a lot of hard work, and we got it passed by forming a telephone chain of all the nurses in Delaware and had them calling their representatives at dinner time.
And do you know what year this was or about?
1981, I think it was. There were two other nurses and myself. It was a migrant health center. And we were three of the people who, three of the people among the most active on this effort. And one of us said, what we need now is a community nursing center. And this woman from the migrant health center, she said, well, I have the money. Well, how, it seems to me her name was Sue. Well, how much do you have? How much money do you have, Sue? $25,000. Well, that sounds like enough to start something. In the 70s or 80s, there were a lot of people were screwing up. Well, it's not a good term. Fouling up, messing up with nonprofit organizations in Newcastle County. So somehow she was put in charge of the nonprofit organizations. A watchdog, if you will, for the nonprofit organizations in Newcastle County. And so that's how she came to have this grant, which was a community funding federal that was administered through the county. And she, it was for a medically, based clinic on the west side of Wilmington. And she rewrote the operative plan to make it a community nursing center. And that was her first start. So the Nursing Practice Act being updated was one window. This funding was a second window. The third was that community leaders on the west side of Wilmington have been trying for like 10 years, for about 10 years, to get a doctor's office established on the west side of Wilmington. They had two doctors who were women who were former nuns who were going to, and then somehow they connected with the DuPont company and the DuPont company didn't want them on the west side of Wilmington because they said nobody would go.
Okay.
So they funded these two doctors, and they opened up in Browntown, which is the Polish section of Wilmington. And it's a few blocks different. So they gave up the grant. That's where the $25,000 came from. So we got the funding, but we got it late into the year because, you know, the federal year starts and ends in October.
Right.
And I don't remember right now when we got it, but we only had it for 3 to 6 months, and I don't think it was six. And we were very, very frugal. And we had located a site, a corner property, row house, that had been a funeral home. And it had a walkout basement. And we rented that, and we were going to, we took care of it and heated it for the winter. And that was where we were going to, open. Robert Wood Johnson Foundation had an ad on television about nurses. And I found out that they had a program to fund a community nursing center. or a community health center, you know, that was nursing based. And I went to, the University of Milwaukee in Madison, and they started having these conferences once a year for community nursing centers. And I went to one of their meetings, and the main speaker was this man from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who was awarded these gifts, I mean these grants. And I arranged to sit with him at lunch, and I had my federal funding, which was about 3 inches thick. He listened to my spiel, and he asked a lot of questions, and he took this with him, and then I never heard from him. So months later, I called up, and it had gotten put away, I guess, unclassified, so then they had to open it. Before that, we tried several times to get federal funding for Community Health Center. We tried several times to get that rolled over, and they kept asking us for the same things over and over again, and we kept giving them the same stuff over and over again, and they finally said they gave us some kind of lame excuse, and they weren't going to roll it over for us. But we did fundraising, and we got several small grants for health fairs and things, and we limped along. It was enough to keep the board together and to go on fundraising until we got Robert Wood Johnson to pay attention to us. And that grant was an 8-year funding grant, and with a lot of money up front and then decreasing amounts because we were supposed to get our money from local funding. So then somehow we connected with this professional fundraiser. How we did or why we did, I don't remember. But he recommended that we have this breakfast meeting sponsored by the mayor of Wilmington and the county executive for Newcastle County, and invite the local foundation heads and corporate representatives, which we did. And I was still very, very shy in those days, and I had just come through a divorce in 1979 after a 25-year marriage, and I was at loose ends, and I needed something that didn't involve emotions and family to just, you know, become totally immersed in. And that was one of the windows of opportunity. And surprisingly, one of the heads of the local foundations agreed to form a committee, and we were going to have meetings and figure out how this was going to be done. We had a small amount of credibility because we got these small pieces of funding, and we did all the right things, which was mostly dumb luck and common sense. I did a lot of politicking with local politicians, and in Delaware, you can know your elected representatives by their first name,
mm-hmm.
almost statewide. I did a lot of networking with women's organizations and community organizations. I was just showing up and, I don't know, being a mother, you know?
Yeah, did you have any experience like this, or you
the
just...
The only thing I ever ran was a family of 5 kids and a vacuum cleaner and the dishwasher and a washing machine.
Right.